Helen Mirren introduced the character of British police inspector Jane Tennyson in the first Prime Suspect miniseries, imported by PBS 14 years ago. Since then, Mirren has reprised the character in five other Prime Suspect dramas, most recently 2 years ago. This weekend and next, the PBS anthology series Masterpiece Theater presents the last entry in the series. It's called Prime Suspect: The Final Act, and TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The last place I expected to encounter a sly little in-joke was buried deep within a Prime Suspect miniseries, with all its serious examinations of human nature and inhuman violence. Yet there it is. At one point in Prime Suspect: The Final Act, someone deferentially refers to Helen Mirren's Jane Tennyson as Mum. "Don't call me Mum," she shoots back. "I'm not the Queen, you know." The joke, of course, is that Dame Helen Mirren has played two queens this year, both of them earning great reviews. She won an Emmy for her terrific portrayal of Queen Elizabeth in the HBO miniseries called Elizabeth. And she may soon be nominated for an Oscar for her portrayal of Queen Elizabeth II in the new movie The Queen, about the royal reaction to the death of Princess Diana. No one even passably familiar with Mirren's work and talent should be surprised by that royal double play. She's been fearless in The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover, sexy in Caligula, sinister in Excalibur, and prim and proper in Gosford Park. On screen, she first bowled me over more than 30 years ago, playing opposite Malcolm McDowell in the 1973 cult film O Lucky Man. But nothing she's done over her long and impressive career has outshone her amazingly subtle and stirring work as Jane Tennyson in Prime Suspect. When that series began, Jane was a woman trying to make it in an almost exclusively male environment. When she got promoted to run the detective unit at New Scotland Yard, Jane had to crack not only her cases, but many levels of resentment and distrust among her co-workers. Some thought she got the job by sleeping around. And at times she did sleep around, sometimes self-destructively, but that wasn't why she got the job. Jane Tennyson was an early prototype of a now very familiar TV character, the best one in the squad at getting into the head of a suspect and extracting a confession. Cracker, Homicide: Life on the Street, Law and Order: Criminal Intent, The Closer, Criminal Minds, they all have protagonists with similar traits. But Prime Suspect came before them all, and both the scripts and Mirren's acting skills made sure to show us Jane's weaknesses as well as her strengths. In Prime Suspect: The Final Act, Jane has risen all the way to Detective Superintendent, but that's as far as she's going to go. She's almost 60, and retirement is imminent. But instead of going willingly and with grace, she's fighting the prospect. She's drinking so much, she has blackouts. And her father, played by Frank Finlay, is dying, which is just one more reason to drink. What she wants, what she needs, is one more case to wrap her head around before turning in her badge. And she gets it when a 14-year-old girl named Sally goes missing and is found dead. She's not wrapped in plastic, but otherwise it's very much like Laura Palmer in Twin Peaks. The victim comes alive to us in home movies shot before her death, and we learn, quite quickly, that her seemingly perfect life as a suburban teenager had a very dark side. Initially, Jane suspects Sally's father, played by Gary Lewis. While Jane's colleagues watch from behind one-way glass in the interrogation room, she asks the father about his alibi and about the whereabouts of Sally's missing backpack, what the British call a kit bag. But this time, her questioning techniques aren't all that sharp, and there's a reason.
Okay, so you're sitting in your car with Sally, drinking.
Wait a minute. I was sitting alone. I told you. I was... What? What is this? I was alone in the car. With one can of beer. Just me.
Look, Mrs. Sturdy says that Sally left home with her kit bag, did she?
I don't know. A kit bag, I don't know.
Sorry, you're saying that she didn't have a kit bag?
I'm telling you, I wasn't there. How would I know if she had a kit bag? I mean, for Christ's sake. I mean, that's the point. I'm telling you, I should have been there, but I wasn't. I wasn't home. Christ, you never made a mistake. You never been ashamed.
What are you ashamed of, Tony? Hmm? Because you like a drink? Is that what it is? You had more than one beer in that car, didn't you? I mean, I can tell you like a drink because you smell of alcohol right now.
No, that's not me. That's you.
Jane's co-workers see all this and don't know how to react. Through her years on the force and in all these other prime suspect movies, she's earned the respect she once so desperately sought. She even gets a chance at closure with an old squad room adversary, Bill Ottley, once again played by Tom Bell from the first and third prime suspect dramas. But whenever she takes a step forward, she seems to slip back. Fighting alcoholism is bad enough. Watching her dad die is worse. And as she pursues this latest murder case, she gets blindsided from yet another direction. The victim's best friend, a vulnerable young girl played by Laura Greenwood from V for Vendetta, awakens Jane's maternal instincts. Greenwood is magnificent here. She seems to take Mirren's lead and act with a naturalness and a vulnerability that makes you feel more like a voyeur than a viewer. Writer Frank Deasy and director Philip Martin have given Helen Mirren and Jane Tennyson a fabulously appropriate send-off. Down to the very last frame, this prime suspect isn't just the final act. It's a class act, too. Fit for a queen. Or in this case, a dame.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.